gorgeous. How's it going?
Dehydrated Japanese noodles under fluorescent lights. Does it get better than this?
Question. You're not dating anybody, are you? Because I met somebody who would be perfect for you.
You see, perfect might be a problem. Have you said codependent or self-destructive?
Do you want to date Saturday?
Yes, please.
Okay. He is cute. He's funny.
He's a he?
Well, yeah. Oh, God. Good, Shelly. Okay, I'm just going to go flush myself down the toilet now. Okay, bye-bye.
Hard to enjoy a cup of ramen noodles after that.
I mean, is that ridiculous? Can you believe she actually thought that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I first met you, you know, I thought maybe, possibly, might be.
You did?
Yeah, but then you spent Phoebe's entire birthday party talking to my press, so then I figured maybe not.
Huh, did, any of the rest of you guys think that when you first met me?
I did.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Not me.
No, me neither. Although, you know, back in college, Susan Salador did.
You're kidding. Did you tell her I wasn't?
No. No, it's just because I kind of wanted to go out with her, too. So I told her, actually, you were seeing Bernie Spellman, who also liked her. So.
Wow, this is fascinating. So what is it about me?
I don't know. Because you're smart, you're funny.
Ross is smart and funny. Do you ever think that about him?
Yeah, right.
What is it?
Okay, I don't know. You just... You have a quality.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, a quality. Good, because I was worried you guys were going to be vague about this.
So, Chandler, I think this is going to work for you.
Excuse me?
Sure. Women find you less threatening, they let their guards down, and boom. You're like a stealth heterosexual.
Hello? Oh, Rachel, it's Paolo calling from Rome.
God, I'm going from Rome.
Buongiorno, caro mio.
So he's calling from Rome. I could do that. Just gotta go to Rome.
Monica, your dad just beeped in, but can you make it quick? Cause I'm talking to Rome. Hey, Dad, what's up? Oh, God. Ross, it's Nat.
Hey, Dad. So, how's she doing?
The doctor says it's a matter of hours. How are you, Mom?
Me? I'm fine. I'm glad you're here. What's with your hair?
What?
What's different?
Nothing.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Unbelievable. Her mother was...
Oh, relax. Okay, we are going to be here for a while, it looks like, and we still have boyfriends and your career to cover.
Oh, God. The fuzzy little mints at the bottom of her purse.
Oh. Yeah, they were gross. Oh, you know what I love? Her Sweet and Lows. How she was always stealing them from restaurants.
Not just restaurants, from our house.
Mrs. Keller.
She looks so small.
I know.
Well, at least she's with Pop-Pop and Aunt Phyllis now.
Aunt Phyllis is dead?
Yeah, for like 6 years.
Where was I?
Where were you? Can we focus, please?
Goodbye, Nana.
Bye, Nana. No! You know how the nurse said that Nana had passed? Well, she's not quite.
What?
She's not passed. She's present. She's back.
What's going on?
She may have died.
She may have died?
We're looking into it.
I'll go see.
This almost never happens.
Thank you. Now she's panicked.
I just have to know, okay? Is it my hair?
Yes, Chandler, that's exactly what it is. It's your hair.
Yeah, you have homosexual hair.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. So, did she...
Twice.
Oh, that sucks.
You guys okay?
I don't know, it's weird. I mean, I know she's gone, but I just don't feel,
Maybe that's because she's not really gone.
No, no, she's gone.
We checked. A lot. Well, I mean, maybe no one ever really goes, you know? Ever since my mom died, every now and then, I get this feeling that she's, like, right here, you know? Oh, and Debbie, my best friend from junior high, got struck by lightning on a miniature golf course. I always get this really strong Debbie vibe whenever I use one of those little yellow pencils, you know? I miss her.
Aw. Here, Phoebs. Want this?
Oh, thanks. Sure.
I just sharpened her this morning.
Now, see, I don't believe any of that. I think when you're dead, you're dead. You're gone. You're worm food. So Chandler looks gay, huh?
You know, I don't know who this is, but it's not Debbie.
Dad, let's just make a decision.
You're right. This is crazy. It's going into the ground. We should just get the most basic thing.
Right. Okay, that would be the non-protective corrugated fiber board with white laminate. Dad, we can't bury Nana in a dresser from IKEA.
See, this is why your mother buys all my clothes. I hate to shop. I hate it.
Dad, don't you think this might be more about the fact that once you make the decision, it's like acknowledging Nana's actually gone?
No, I really hate to shop.
I thought it was going to be a closed casket.
Well, that doesn't mean she can't look nice. Sweetie, you think you can get in there?
I don't see why not. Here's my retainer.
I was just thinking, when my time comes...
Dad!
Listen to me. When my time comes, I want to be buried at sea.
You what?
I want to be buried at sea. It looks like fun.
Define fun.
Come on, you'll make a day of it. You'll get a boat, pack a lunch.
And then we throw your body in the water. Gee, that does sound fun.
Everyone thinks they know me. Everyone says, Jack Geller, so predictable. Maybe after I'm gone, they'll say, buried at sea. Huh.
That's probably what they'll say.
I'd like that.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, look, I'm sorry about yesterday.
Don't worry about it. Believe me, apparently other people have made the same mistakes.
Oh, okay. Phew.
So, what do you think it is about me?
I don't know, but you just have a
quality. Right.
You know, it's a shame because you and Lowell would have made a great couple.
Lowell? Financial Services Lowell? That's who you saw me with?
What? He's cute.
Oh, yeah. There's no Brian in payroll.
Is Brian?
No, I don't know. Point is that if you were going to set me up with someone, I'd like to think you would set me up with somebody like him.
Well, I think Brian's a little out of your league.
Excuse me. You don't think I could get a Brian? Because I could get a Brian. Believe you me. I'm really not.
This one?